I know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Tyrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the dopest website on the internet. This is the Frocast episode 113. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Mr. Yella. And I'm sitting there with my homeboys, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the Black Jerome Allen Seinfeld. Did y'all know that's that motherfucking real name? Jerry Seinfeld's real name is Jerome.
Jerome? That's a white Jerome?
Fucking Jerry Seinfeld. His real name is Jerome.
That's horrible.
Damn, yeah, that's...
That fucked me up. I seen that today. I said, damn, I never watched your show. Your fucking name, Jerome. I'm going to have to go back and check it out.
You got to give a shot now.
Yeah. Really, I watched the first season.
No, that's it?
I mean, Jerome, I think, warrants the first season watch.
A whole season, really? Though? You know, white folks' first season be like 19 episodes.
Shit. I might give it a shot. Nah, I doubt it. I still ain't seen one episode, so I might keep my streak alive.
The other voice that you hear on the Frocast is the homie GQ Blue. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy GQ Blue, a.k.a. Young Boris Kojo, a.k.a. the Pocket Square Kang, a.k.a. the Black Peter Baelish, a.k.a. Bergamo Guevara, a.k.a. the Panky Rain Purveyor of Peace. What's going on, everybody?
Damn. I mean, he added like 2-3 more a.k.a.s on us.
Yeah, he threw the Peter Baelish in there.
And that Decimo Game of Thrones?
Of course it is, all right. Wow. Show that you don't watch, that you would see me. Like I said, sorry, you're doing it to yourself, man.
I was going to try and watch this week. My check came up a little light from Nappy Afro.
Oh, so your check did too?
Yeah,
oh,
my internet got cut off, man. Thought Wireless was disconnected for a minute.
Mm. I noticed my check got docked. You know what I'm saying? People,
y'all got a check?
Hey, I didn't get one last week. That's why I'm saying I got docked. I mean, you know, we get paid. We get paid off performance, and the boss wasn't happy with our last week's show. I mean, he said it was a great show. He just didn't like the way we handled the show. Yeah. So he said that we didn't lead in the topics. We just started talking about stuff without setting it up, telling people what channel the shows come on. And, you know, just do, you know, we wasn't informed about the XXL freshman list. And so he didn't pay us for last week's show. So people, last week's show was on the house. We didn't get paid last week. So.
And then we talk about food. That probably got us docked too.
Did we talk about food?
We probably did.
A
little bit. I mean, it's kind of valid though. We do have to know a little hip hop shit. I mean, otherwise we out here like Forbes.
But like I said, that's our shtick. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't. And like he said, just because we don't check facts, like that, we say that fuck facts, it don't make it right. And you know what? Peasy's right. You know what I'm saying? And if I got to say this to get my check next week, I'll say it. But you know. I guess we're going to have to do better, people. We're going to have to do better, man.
That's what it takes to get the check? Oh, well, then, yeah, Be Easy is definitely right. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the kid gloves, man. Be Easy, you're right, dog.
Yeah, fuck it, man, you know?
Real shit, man. Let's talk about some interesting shit that happened. It's kind of related to music. You know, props to Ciara. She and Future had their baby. The child's name is Future Zaheer. I guess it can't. Zaheer is the middle name, right?
Yes, Zaheer's the middle name. So his first name is Future.
So okay, so Zaheer's African. I get him a pass on that. Future? So
that's African too.
African-American. Now, wait a minute. But that's got to be, is he Future Junior?
No, Future's real name is like Navadius or some shit like that. It's like, hold it's on, like Navadius, some crazy
damn,
shit.
Damn,
like,
you spelled it right?
I'm just, look, I freestyle. Look, to get my check, I fact check that shit.
So is Navadius, is it Navadius Zaheer?
Oh, we don't know about the pronunciation. If you give me a couple seconds, I can go look in Google and get the pronunciation, because I really want this check, because, I mean, I got kids, man, you know what I'm saying?
Are any of them named Future?
No, I mean, but if I need to get a check, I name one of them Be Easy, you know what I'm saying? I need this check, you know what I'm saying?
It's got, definitely don't name the daughter Be Easy, that's all I can say. Don't do that one. Navadius and Ciara had a baby named Future. That's, GQ, what kind of names do they have in, I was going to say your hometown, but I guess you get to pick since you got two.
Mm.
That wasn't a dig. That's legit, because I know the ones that you would give me now would probably be a lot different than the ones you give me from the original hometown.
I'm gonna say it's a dig. I'm gonna say it. Look at that original hometown. Come on, man. It's all right. It's all right. Be throwing them little low blows.
GQ is like 22. That's 11 years in the city. 11 years in the city where he's at now. That's fair. I'm saying it's all right, man. Look, I got no hate to nobody. It's a kinder, gentler soul.
You want that check?
But GQ, what you got, man? What kind of names did you grow up with?
So real quick, first off, what is Future's last name?
Like Wilburn or something like that. Wilburn.
Really?
Yeah.
I was so going with Johnson.
It would fit the stereotype, but now his name is really
Queen Germ good. Just winced right now when he said that.
Oh shit.
No disrespect to the Queen. I mean, I've heard all, man. I've seen LaQuaysha. I've seen Movado. I mean, I've seen some pretty...
An actual Movado, like the watch?
It was an A instead of the O, though. It was two A's instead of one.
Movado, Lord have mercy. Wow.
Go ahead, what else you got?
You know, of course, shout out to all the Mercedes out there.
We all know a Mercedes.
Shout out to all the Lexuses. Not Lexi, so I know some Lexuses.
Ackrides. Lexuses, Ackrides. God damn. That folks were really naming their kids. What happened to all the Nauticas? That used to be the name. Nautica was the shit. There was a post on one of these sites that I saw that was naming all these weird celebrity kids' names, and people were getting upset. But if you already a celebrity, that's kind of why you get to name your kid all kinds of
whatever you want to do. Yeah,
fungus, like, you can do that. It's not like they need a job.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Northwest don't have to flip burgers.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but if Northwest wanted to, they could. They just buy the whole burger joint first.
Yes.
And it'd be Northwest Burgers. So that would be the spit. What about you, Jerm? I know you got look. I know you got some names.
Well, I'm just gonna go back to school years. We had a set of brothers. Their names were Sir and Mister. They were named this because their parents said they wanted a white man to have to address them as Sir and Mister when they talked to them. I swear to God, real story.
That's more Richard Pryor shit.
Yeah, it was another kid. His name was Right On, RIGHT dash On.
Hello, Jerm, wow. Man, you lying again, man.
I swear to God, nigga. I swear to God, nigga. This is all facts.
Right On.
His name was Right On. I would say his last name, but you know, I don't want to put it out there.
There's not two of them. You named his first name. That's it. Everybody.
Yeah. Exactly. Everybody, you know, that's his real fucking name. Let's see what else we had. We had a girl named Anita Dick. That was so funny.
Hold on.
Wow.
Her name was Anita Dick. I swear, imagine being in seventh grade with a girl named Anita Dick. That's all I'm going to say.
And they used to call her name out of roll. The whole
Look, in high school, she got thick as a mug, but it's still like, you know, all the pigtailing in middle school. Just, you know, you can't get past the name. Her name was Anita Dick. Like, come on, man. Shit. And then, let's see, we had a girl named... what was some twins' name? It was a set of twins. They had like a funny name, but everybody was like, man, your name, what was some twins' name? Oh, we used to call them the Gruesome Twosome, but I can't remember their real names. Anyway, let's see who else crazy names. Now, kids I've coached, oh my God. What's the weirdest name I've seen since I've been coaching?
Anita Dick is a winner. Like, we could really end the show with that name.
Yeah, I can't. But yeah, just some of the craziest names, though. I wanted to name my son Jesus, not Jesus, but I wanted to name him Jesus. And Queen Jern went with that. You know what I'm saying? She went because, you know, she's a holy roller where her parents are. And, you know, they just couldn't have it because, you know, but my son's name had to be Spanish. So we made a little, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Concession to get that. You know, I got a Spanish name. She got what she wanted, you know, so. So that's how it worked out. My kids got weird names. My daughter got two countries as her name. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, her first and last name is two countries. So, you know, I mean, my kids got weird names. Not super weird, but they got some uppercase B names. I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking about two uppercase letters in your first name. That's some uppercase B shit. Like, if your name is L.A., big, Big T, Big Q, whatever. That's black shit. Or if you got three letters before the big letter.
How is that possible?
What you mean?
Like, L-E-A?
Yeah. Or J-E-R. Big.
Damn. Like, shit, I know some of the other celebrity names.
Your Majesty.
God, yes. I was just about to say that one. That's, hey, man, right that's there. Awesome, man. That's a name for your ass.
I'm with that name, man. I really like that name. People shit on that name. I was like, yo, I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like celebrities, like there's some weird celebrities like your boy from Coldplay and the actress, what's her name, Pepper Potts, and their kid name, I don't know her real name, I just know Pepper Potts. So sorry, no, we got to get our check this week. What is her name? She plays Pepper Potts in Iron Man.
It's Heather Graham.
That's not Heather Graham.
Yeah, it is.
Heather Graham is not, no, that's, Heather Graham is the girl that played in Boogie Nights, man, and she's the skater girl. That's Heather Graham. That is, what's his name? The one that said niggas in Paris for real. She tweeted that shit and got in trouble.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. There you go. Mm. See? Look. We getting that check this week.
Fellas. I have no idea where that came from. That's definitely.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right. Want that check too.
Bro. I have never said that name together in my life, dog. I don't even know where it came from. It's like, hey. Yeah. So they kid's named Apple.
Apple,
and then you got the Zappas who have, for a family that is the worst name family ever. Frank Zappa's daughters and kids and son, I can't tell which is which. Moon Unit, Dweezil, and Diva Zappa.
Damn.
Them some names for your ass. Moon Unit? How the fuck you do that? They can't blame us for that one. That's not black folk shit. That's some white folk shit. I went to school with
crazy with names. They just go crazy with names. Like we be inventive and like, you know, try to, but white people, they like, yo, I'm gonna name my kid Trash Can. Like, fuck it. You know,
like, yeah, we try and link names together, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Larry and Carol's son, that's Lakar. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we try to do. My name,
hey, Sean Marino. His daddy name is Knowledge and his mama name is Chandra. Name is No Sean.
Can we start with the daddy? His name is Knowledge?
Knowledge.
You can't tease a nigga named Knowledge.
Hey, I know one of my homeboys, you know what I'm saying? His name is Christopher Columbus Rogers.
No, man.
Well,
no.
His junior. You know what I'm saying?
And he black. Damn.
And he's in jail for like a triple murder. So.
Christopher Columbus ain't even free.
Yeah, look.
The irony.
Right. He discovered jail, I guess. He discovered some hard times. I went to school with a cat named Chevron, like the gas station. That's about the weirdest shit. Private school, suburb kid. That's about the weirdest shit I had was some Chevron type shit.
Had a girl went to school. Her name was Unity. So you know what we used to say every time we used to call her name.
Yeah, UNITY up in this.
UNITY. That's always the shit. I know she hated that shit.
The worst thing back then was being named after songs, like the Hoenn songs, like AMG's Janine the Dick Fiend. We had two Janines in school, so all you had to do was say their name like that. It's Janine. God damn it, don't say that shit.
Yeah, LL was notorious for throwing girls' names in songs that you knew.
Oh my God, LL used to have women all fucked up.
The Roundaway Girl song, the Big Old Butt song, and then the DMX is what these bitches want. He was shouting a lot of girls out.
And who's another one? This is a real throwback. This is an old head throwback. MC Brains. Oochie Coochie.
Doing Oochie Coochie. La, la, la. My brother had all that shit, man.
That was, MC Brains, dog, bringing the rapping instrumentals nonstop. That's some more facts, man. We're getting a check this week.
Yes.
It's happening this week. Some other stuff that happened that we got to talk about. We talked about this last week, but of course it's not over. It's never going to be over.
Great lead-in, all right. Great lead-in.
It's never going to be over. Speaking of women with funny names, Solange beat up on Hove. His real name is Sean Carter. Sean Corey Carter, sorry. And Drake, Aubrey Graham.
Aubrey Drake Graham.
Yeah.
Graham.
Hey,
Blue, man, you fucking us up, Blue. Stop. You already called Gwyneth Heather Graham. Like,
You can't, if we're gonna mess up any names, it can't be the white people. We got checks.
Yes, man.
We got come checks on. Again. No, we can't mess up no white people name, even no half white people.
I mess up the black part. I mess up the white part.
Hilarious. So after that fight, the reason we're naming all three of those people is we're curious. With Drake being Mr. Kid Gloves himself, he's the real Kid Glove Kane. He's a mm-hmm. sensitive, emotional guy. There's a question out there that do we think that Drake or any other rapper will use Jay-Z taking those hands from Solange in any of their diss raps? Like, if this was still Jay-Z and Nas beef days and this shit happened, Nas would be relentless right now. Is there anybody out there right now, especially Drake, since he's the sensitive one, that anybody will try and use that against him for not hitting back? Or is that even any ammunition?
I think in 2014 you can't, because, you know, you can't try to, you know, come up off of hitting a woman, or you suggest that you should hit a woman. There'd be like too many think pieces on Huffington Post and Griot. So I think you just gotta let it slide, man. This is 2004, you know, Summer Jam in its heyday, possibly. I think now it's gonna let it ride. And plus, if it's Drake, it's too much ammunition.
Yeah.
I don't think Drake really wants to go like a war. You know, now diss tracks are like subliminal. It might have like 3 bars out of like 60 about the person, for real. I don't think Drake is ready or built for, you know, a whole 3 constructed verses about him. I think it'd be epically bad for that man.
Yeah, you gotta kind of stop going at Jay-Z at this point, right? You just gotta leave him alone.
No, Jay-Z needs to be, that's like I said, man, I say this all the time. The best rapper in the game cannot be a 50-year-old rapper. It just can't be. Like it's like that means the culture hasn't progressed, that the best rapper is a 50-year-old? Come on, man. I don't have no problem with these young dudes going to Jay. Jay need to get tested. If he still want to sit on the crown and with the seat, and he want to still be the king, he got to take these shots. And, you know, and Drake is like the only nigga that can really do it. You know what I'm saying? Because he got the resume to fuck with Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so but I want to see him.
What would he say? Like, if you were ghostwriting for Drake.
I would bring up the fact that you got beat up by a girl in an elevator. Like, I mean, he ain't restrained or nothing, man. Like I said, Jay-Z was in a no-win situation, and that's it. Let's get that out there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, take an L, Jay-Z. You're rich as fuck, man. Like, you married a Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? But
Jay even got a rap about it. All he got to say is, at least it takes me to get hit to cry about him.
That's you know exactly where I was about to go with it. I'm like, okay, so Jay took some physical hands and got beat up by a woman. Drake gets beat up by women emotionally on every track.
Yeah, but that's not the wrong. But didn't we just have a forecast about black men showing their emotions and that's okay? And Drake is that. And Drake is the dichotomy of what we trying to do. You know what I'm saying? A black man now, and you know, an emotional black man, and we shit on this man for that, man. I don't understand. Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, it's a difference between being emotional and being soft. And I feel like Drake toes that line not so well.
He like, you know who I think is soft? It, like in ballet soft. Shoes.
I don't understand why people bring that up when we talk about Drake. We bring in his softness I don't understand. Well, how is he soft? Like, what about Drake is soft?
Are we talking about hip hop? We just talking about in general.
We just talking about in general.
I don't know that it works in general. I think as a person, he's just a person. I don't think anybody sweats him that way. But when you're
But I've never seen another rapper get called soft as much as Drake.
Because other rappers don't boast about searching through their girl's phone when they in the bathroom though. Go in their purse.
I mean, but every nigga done done it though. Every nigga done done it. Nope. He's just the first to admit it. You know what I'm saying? He's just like, look, hey, I look through my girl phone. You know, when she come home, I smell her drawers and make sure they don't smell like penis.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like,
how do you recognize that? Like, how do you recognize this pizza?
I mean, hey, I guess you can smell like an overworked pussy. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, pussy's most smell like, you know, like got that little musky Egyptian musk smell to it. I guess
what if it's just hot outside?
But it's supposed to smell like a hot pussy. Then. It ain't supposed to smell like a work pussy. Like
pussy smell like water. Pussy smell like water.
Oh, yeah, that water. Yeah.
It's not supposed to smell like no Egyptian musk germ.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But if it smell like that, you know, it's like, whoa, like, you know how some hot box smell. Like, you know, come on, man.
So, but you can't put that on record, man. It's a hyper-masculine genre. And you can't put that sitting in a dark room drinking, thinking about your girl. That can't be your track.
But you understand, like, and you know, but I think that I'm going to bring it on back. I'm going to blame the women these days because niggas only do what women like. You know that, right? You know, that's always been the mantra, right?
That can't be possible because if we only did what women like, all of us would be married.
No. We only do stuff because women like it. We buy expensive cars because women like it. We buy nice stuff because women like it. We do this because women like it. So the women are dictating what kind of men do they like. And so niggas like Drake are the kind of niggas that they like. They like these little, these emotional, you know, regular ass niggas. And I mean, you know.
But that's not true because women always like bad boys.
Bad boys are always, the rebel will always be like, you know what I'm saying? That's been like that since, you know, Popeye and fucking Brutus or Bluto, whatever the fuck his name was. You know, like, oh, Olive Oil, she really knew she wanted to be with Popeye, but she still fuck with Bluto every once in a while. She was like, I like that nigga. Like, we going out, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know.
I kind of feel like, we talked about this on one of the other Frocasts. I stand by this. I think dudes buy a lot of this flashy shit for dudes. I've never seen a nigga walk up to a chick and say, yo, I got them new J's. But they will tweet that shit to their niggas, I got them new J's.
But we snack, you know, niggas like, you know, niggas all, I call a nigga, be like, yo, you ought to see this tool set I got, nigga, 140 pieces, nigga, this ratchet so smooth. Well, we'll do that, to, you know, dudes like, we like showing off our new toys. That's just how it is, you know what I'm saying? Nigga get some shit, oh, nigga, look at this grill I caught, nigga, boom, nigga, it got a smoker, a deep fryer, you know what I'm saying? That's just men, we do that shit, like. So that's I ain't gonna say yeah you just that's what you said though we yeah. Do it for
right. That's some other niggas, man, like women are simple. If you want to impress a woman, drop an ATM receipt, right? Ain't that how it went back in the day? The traps is set. That's what the
or
old
wear
players
wig.
Did.
Wear wig. Wig.
Wait a minute,
like
man.
Them niggas on Vine. I mean, it's a whole war.
Oh
going
my
on.
God, is that is a war now?
Oh man, you gotta go and check it out, man. So, I mean, I'm not. Oh, okay. To get this check, people, Vine is an app on your phone. Get it in the Play Store or in the Apple Store. Okay, it's called Vine. This is an app. It's a 6-second clips that constantly loop. And so, you know, so go on Vine. And what we're talking about, it's like a war on wigs. So, famous Vine people. They make videos and they wear, it's like dudes with wigs on dressing like girls. And, you know, and they just been going in on this guy and he's been defending himself because, you know, of course his return is, but I'm making money though, you know. But my whole
is anybody
thing,
really making Vine money?
Man,
these cats coming up nowadays now.
I mean, you go to clubs and, you know, people paint like the same people that's paying Tyrio are the same people that's playing these Vine famous people.
Yeah.
But
where is Tyrio at? Can we get an update on Tyrio? I've not seen no Tyrio post in quite some time.
Hey, last time I seen him, he was riding around in the car with somebody dancing. Who was it? He was riding around Atlanta in the car with somebody. I forgot who it was.
Yeah,
but
I'm about to say,
so.
You got to check on Instagram. He hanging out with We the Best, DJ Khaled and shit. So. Yeah.
Oh, it's summertime now. School about to be out for real. So Tyrio, he's about to be everywhere. Like, he's going to be justified. Like, oh, shit, what you mean why he ain't in school? It's summertime now. Tyrio going to be everywhere. Trust. His 15 minutes is like 14:58. So
Yeah, I talked about that with Instagram. When we were talking about Instagram and Vine, all these cats, bitches yeah. be like, and they all got the wigs on and doing that shit. It's a little extra, but they getting, you know, they getting the little booking joints. They getting comedy spots. They getting ghostwriting credits. I mean, nowadays, anybody's coming up.
Yeah, so. Comedians upset about this because they saying, like, you know, people are paying these 6-second funny people to come host stuff and for more than 6 seconds, and they like, these motherfuckers not funny, and you know what I'm saying. So then you know it's a strange world, you know what I'm saying. So, but hey man, shout out to them niggas, man. If you don't find, check out the Wig Wars. That shit is hilarious. The niggas defending it, the women defending it, the niggas attacking it. shit is crazy. You know.
So basically, we need to put some wigs on and start doing the show.
I'm not gonna do this, all right, man. I mean, I can't, you know.
I mean, has anybody seen the video we can tell in the mask?
We could. Hey, man. Hey, that never happened, man. I took that shit down.
The one video of Germ in the world had on the goddamn mask.
I had a mask from fucking New Orleans on. One of them little, it had the Florida Lee, hey, one of them little fucking masquerade masks, like a chicken hat, man. Yeah, that shit was gay as fuck, man.
I think
Verbose had screenshot that shit. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, this shit's a wrap, dog.
Verbose got me quick, boy. I was like, oh shit. And I seen how quick the internet was. I said, I gotta take this shit down.
Hey, look where Verbose is now.
Yep, I had to put, he's swimming with the fishes.
He got bodied, allegedly. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of people that deserve to get them hands put on them, Ray J done stepped way the fuck out of line.
What'd he do now, Saul, right?
So allegedly he's trying to give Kim K a gift. This is a wedding gift, right? For marrying Ye. Yeah. $47,000, which is good money.
That's generous.
That's just very generous. However, it's money from the sex tape that they made.
What?
Yeah. So he's going to give her a gift. He announced it. I forget if he announced it or put it on Twitter. We don't have those facts yet. But he announced that he's trying to give her a gift of $47,000 from the sex tape that we made, Happy Marriage.
So it's the profits from just this year so far.
Yeah, just this year. This is not the past.
Wait a minute. People are still buying that tape?
Oh,
they said this tape has made $50 million.
And wait a minute. This goes back to last night. People are still buying porn. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. There's still money in it, I guess.
Hey, them tapes still going for $26.99, dog. People are still buying them. Like, hey, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's taking a dip. It's taking a cut, but they're still selling. Like,
Pornhub just went free.
Mm.
Hey, man. I tell you, the first time I went into a fucking shop to get a tape, I said, my God. I didn't know that they were that expensive with the big-ass boxes. I'm talking about back VHS days. I'm old, so.
Oh.
Them motherfuckers were like $60. $69.99 was not uncommon on the front of a box.
Like that Pirates of the Caribbean one, that one like $60-$70, man.
That's
like, yeah, they're like, you know, and you know, I know we're getting off, this is way off topic. Okay. The gay porn, that's even more expensive. Like, that shit is like $50 a tape.
God damn, these cats. Hey, man, maybe that's why they're doing the wigs on Vine, because they're trying to get into gay porn and then get them checks. Maybe. No?
Is anybody buy porn? Like, can you, like, sell back porn?
It just sounds creepy. like, what if you... So, if it's still a VHS, and you put it in, and it starts where the last person left off, don't they kind of ruin everything?
Nah, so... y'all remember, you know, the 40-year-old virgin? And he gave him that just big old box?
Yeah, big box of porn.
Like that literally happened to me. My boy was moving. He's like, "Hey, you can have it," and I was like, "Why?" You do realize that we have the internet now, but
so did you turn down the box? Is what I'm saying.
I mean, of course not, but still.
Exactly. So then you got to worry about
my closet for like 3 years.
You got to worry about that box every time you move, making sure you get every DVD. That you don't.
You better sell. You better sell. Hey, GQ Blue, you can sell that damn box of porn, man. Make some good money. Saul Wright is the king of eBay, man. Let him sell it for you.
We have to come up with some creative names for that shit. I don't know that you can put a big box of porn on eBay.
Just be like vintage movies.
Right. Anatomy videos. Videos.
Instructional videos.
Yeah, instructional. We just put
marital aids.
Marital aids is a winner. That is definitely a catch-all. You put anything on that, and it'll be put a Nappy Afro sticker on it.
Hey, man, shout out to the dude. Hey, did you see on that site the dude that had my loser of the week? Yeah, pro cast on there. That shit was fucking. Hey, that shit made me feel good, man. Somebody fucking listen to the show.
Hey,
man.
We got loser of the week.
Somebody. It was a reply to a post, and he put, you know, he my loser of the week, and had the little C saying, you know, whatever.
The copyright. Yeah, you gotta give him a shout out though, man.
Yeah, I think it was Jay Frost, man. I think it was Jay Frost 117, man.
Jay Frost is the one that bought 900 shirts from us, ain't it?
No, that was Baby Yoda that bought the
Baby Yoda, man. He still ain't getting a refund. I hope you're rocking it proudly, bro.
Yeah. Hey, you wash them one time, them shits disintegrate in the washing machine. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell y'all that, but because you know, I want to get a check, I got to be factual.
I think you just ruined it. I think that.
Well, hey, look, hey, be easy said tell facts, so that's the facts. You wash your shirt one time, it dissolves in water. So don't ever wash it.
Speaking of the boss, let's get this back on track. So if Queen Germ, you and Queen Germ getting married, and one of her exes comes up and says, yo, here's a wedding gift from the sex tape we made back in high school. It's been making all this money. Here you go. Happy wedding. Does she take the money, and do you whoop his ass? Which happens first?
She better take the money because I'll be doing life in prison for murder. And so she's going to need that money because she's not going to have a husband no more. Because, I would have to shoot him on sight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just because, I mean, you know, if I don't shoot him, at least you're gonna get these hands. You know what I'm saying? On site. Like, so when I see you, it's already known. Like, Ye supposed to know as soon as he see Ray J, it's hands. And I hope Ye know that. And if Ye don't do that, I'm going to lose a little respect for my nigga, Ye. You know what I'm saying? So you got to put hands on him.
I think he will, though. I mean, he's beat up reporters and cameramen before, so.
Yeah, you got to beat up Ray J.
You at least got to try, right? Ray J beat up Ralph Floyd.
But see, that's another thing. If Ye catch the fade from Ray J, how does that skyrocket Ray J? Like, Ray J, like, man, come on, man. That'll be the ultimate shit for Ray J. Like, Ray J will be on for another 10 years.
That'll literally be his best hit.
I think Kanye got to go the paid route. You got to hire some goons for that one.
Nah, that's too nah. You, man, you have to put hands on him. You have to be, like, up in his face in HD. You can't sit back and let no goons do that. That's too easy. You know what I'm saying? This man disrespected your wife. Like, come on, man. Like, it's one thing, like, okay, I know you got a sex tape with her, but quit throwing it up. Like, why you keep, and I think that's what Ray J needs. Like, sometimes you gotta put him in his place. And then I think if Ye put him in his place, he'll never hear from Ray J again. Even if he lose the fight. Ray J might have like a little respect, but I doubt it. You know, so Ray J gonna flaunt it in his face again.
I think, is Ray J sprung? Like, every time Kim tries to do something, this nigga come out, he coming out with
I mean, he shouldn't be from that tape, but.
Exactly. I think he's just petty. I think he's more petty than anything.
Seems like you're petty. I mean, this nigga is really, every time she come up, I gotta go in the studio and record a song for her. She get married, I gotta go ahead. I'm gonna give her money to show how much I give a fuck. Ray J gotta have something better to do. I mean, what happened? I told you. Was it last week? Week before? Ray J was a force in Hollywood. How did it come to this?
The tape made $50 million. Ray J had to see at least two from it.
That's a lot of money for fucking somebody on tape.
If you call that fucking, I mean, for you to have a bed that big and you ain't, come on, man. That was the saddest sex tape I've seen in history. She didn't even worth $47,000. I wouldn't have gave her a shit. I'd be like, that was no.
Hey, that's the come up. That's why we got all these women trying to run around and, play that role. I guess speaking of, Ray J, we're going to switch gears a little bit. Let's get into some music, man. Let's talk about some shit we should have known about last week. Let's get some Iggy Azalea on here. There's a reason.
No.
We got to do it. She's running hip hop, bro.
Running hip hop?
She's running hip hop.
I mean, you don't check the charts?
Forbes says she's running hip hop. And I refuse to believe otherwise.
I can't. I feel like you can't run hip hop if your CD ain't sold at least 150,000 copies at the least.
She's on her way. It's only been like 2 weeks.
Yes.
She got 52,000 out the gate. So we can get into some Iggy Azalea. And then we're going to get into some Ray J because he hit it first. This is Nappy Afro. This is Frocast.
Hey, man, we can't play Hit It First, man. We at least got to play like Wait a Minute, man. We got to play his best.
Got to play Hit It First.
You going to play One Wish?
No, hell no.
I told you, see, he's a force of hip hop. Y'all just named three Ray J songs right out the gate.
Really? That's not what his voice. He's not Yoda.
Hey, so
he's a force.
So we're going to play Iggy, and then it's either going to be Ray J or Solange.
Can you find a Solange song?
I actually have an album.
Oh my God. You know, of course, Sol Ray's king of the bohos. He's got a Solange album, man. What are you talking about? He probably went to a concert one time at an outdoor festival where he was barefoot sitting on the line on a sheet or something, man. Come on, man.
You know what?
I mean, Sol Ray does like Rent, so.
I do. It's one of my favorite movies. all time.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. I like Rent too. Hey. I like the soundtrack. I don't like the movie.
Hey, I just to complete Germ's Boho rant, I do have an album by Cree Summer, Freddie from Different World.
Look at that. Look at that. It's probably a spoken word album.
No, it's actually, it's like a rock album, dog. I bought it twice.
Damn, you bought it two times.
This is That Be Afro Procast episode 113 with Saul Wright, King Germ, and GQ Blue. We'll be back after the music.
NappyAfro.com. Yeah. I don't think y'all ready for this one. Queen B knockout collabo. If you don't know, now you know.
Working all day, and now it's on. Pull up and don't pay, and the line is long. Girls in the club, doing the ice, grilling his thugs. I wanna thump. Is it cause I'ma shine? Major ice. I'm talking about blind ya. Vegas lights. Never on the scene without my team. Cali, sticky green.
It's on and popping. The DJ's rocking. Chickens is watching. It's on tonight. You had a long day, yo. But the sham by the case loads. Pocket full of pesos. It's on tonight.
Wait a minute. First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let me feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne spilling, you should taste that.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy.
Be did departed. Swagger on stupid. I can't shop in no department to get my money on time. If they got money, decline. That's why I'm in there so much to get that line of rewind. To get my money on time. If they got money, decline. I just can't worry about no haters. Gotta stay on my grind. Now tell me who that, who that. They do that, do that. Put that paper over all. I thought you knew that, knew that. I'll be the IGGY. Put my name in bar.
So yeah, according to that song, that is one of the songs off of her latest debut. According to Forbes, Iggy Azalea is running hip hop. That's what the article said. She's the highest charting debut album by a female rapper since Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded in 2012.
Oh, come on.
The number behind that, the number behind it, let's get the last fact in and then we can destroy it. She sold 52,000 copies in that first week. So,
now, I wish you could insert a Nicki Minaj laugh right there when you said that number of records. I wish you could insert a Nicki laugh.
I mean, because Nicki sold like a million in a week.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's, I mean, what Nicki told them hoes, step your dick. What she tell them? What she say? Step your dick up or something like that.
Hey, Nicki's a boss. Go ahead, GQ. What was you about to say?
No, that's what I'm about to say. I was like, how many did Nicki sell?
Yeah, that would be fact checking, and we get a check for that. So at some point, we're gonna check those facts. But I know that 52,000 is like the first day release.
It's like the first hour release for Nicki Minaj.
For real. And that's reloaded remixes that we had already heard. Like, I feel like they made that reach because it was an easy thing to say. I don't know what Rhapsody did. I would hope that Rhapsody did more than 52K. I doubt she did that in her first week. I don't think she charted, shit, actually. No.
She probably didn't sell 50,000 total, dog.
Yeah, I don't think she even charted. But then that goes back to an argument, the age-old argument of Eminem versus every other rapper, right? Is she kind of blowing up because she white? Clearly, because this is her first album, and the article came out said that she's running hip hop, which they later changed. They later changed the topic of the article to hip hop's unlikely new star.
Well, hang on, fellas, breaking news, because I want that check too. I want to make up for my past blunders.
Yeah, we gotta get that.
My past transgressions. Nicki's last album, Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded, which came out April 2nd, 2012. By Young Money, Cash Money, Universal Republic. Mm. So 253,000 copies in his first week.
So man, that's
quite a difference.
So that's like, yeah, that's 50,000 times four. That's like, yeah, that's, wow. I mean, come on now.
He quintupled.
Yeah. That's kind of like walking up to a pond and saying, this is the biggest body of water next to the Atlantic Ocean on this side of the street. Like, it's not close. The only reason you're comparing them is because they're females that rap. 52,000 to 250,000. Nah,
bruh. Can I say something? Let's be honest. Your whole style is bit off Nicki Minaj. Like, I mean, you like, you copying her. Like, how can you say somebody is running it when she copied her whole, like, and then the only problem I got with Iggy is, you know, I don't mind her being white and rapping and a female, you know, because, but my whole thing is this fake southern accent that you have. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you rap like a ratchet black girl, but you talk like an Australian. Like, what the fuck? Where you get that shit from? And, you know, so that's my problem with her, man. And, you know.
Not only that, I mean, the song we just heard, even though she's co-signed by T.I., I'm not impressed.
Yes.
I feel like Tracy May was rocking for it for a minute, right? Was it Iggy Azalea? It was some other rapper she was rocking with.
It might have been the other Azalea Banks. It might have been her.
Nah, it was definitely Iggy, because Iggy's the model one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was definitely Iggy. She had some pretty bitch song or some shit out that Tracy May liked. This was way back in the way back days of the Frocast. But,
okay.
Like, I don't know. What is it? Does it take nothing? Because you got Iggy Azalea, who apparently runs hip-hop. We got Macklemore, who sold 1 million copies of his first album. We got Tech N9ne, who's been doing it. You know, it took him, what, 13 years to sell 1 million albums? Black versus White. I'm just saying.
Can I say something else? And Pink Friday, Nicki album that came out, sold 375 in the first week. And then within a month, it went platinum in a month. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you're the best. They keep saying you're the best since Nicki Minaj did. So, and then the article kind of like slandered Nicki, said she's been quiet and stuff. Like, come on.
She had three singles.
Yes.
Past 2 months.
So just because I'm not making songs that my daughter knows Iggy Azalea songs, you know why? Because she's doing a song with somebody on fucking Disney Channel. You're fucking cheating the game. You know what I'm saying? That's how you're getting these, you tell me you're the first female artist with two top five singles simultaneously. But you, one of your songs is with somebody named, Ariana Grande, you know what I'm saying? And another song is with somebody named, it's like Christy XCX or something like that. And, you know, and so these are super pop songs, but you a rapper.
Let's be all the way real. Who the hell cares what Forbes magazine says?
Thank you. I've never went to Forbes for my hip hop news. And just because that article was on there, like who goes to Forbes? You know what I'm saying? Fuck Forbes.
I think it's just too many people feeling like they can tell us about hip hop. And I'm really getting tired of that shit.
And we got to that point. Like, we're losing it.
I guess so. I mean, we didn't even know who was on the freshman list. So maybe we losing it personally.
Yes.
I guess, because if Forbes could come out and make a comment about that shit and they get chin checked by the internet to change the title, they should have been commenting on it anyway. I mean,
I blame the bloggers.
Aren't we the bloggers?
No, we don't blog. We got a website. Sorry, okay. We don't blog. First of all, you know that's the cardinal sin. Like, when people call us bloggers, we get upset. We got a website, not a blog.
Well, we get checks now too, so we're definitely not bloggers.
Yes, yeah, we're not bloggers. And anyway, the bloggers, it's certain bloggers. I ain't gonna say nobody names. I don't want to, you know, ostracize nobody or pinpoint any specific, you know, race of people that have websites that listen to hip hop like we listen to hip hop. They have a way of saying certain rappers are dope, and it be garbage rappers like the Chief Keefs, the Lil B's, and the Young Thugs. Like, these blogs say, oh, these dudes are dope, and people that, you know, start listening to that shit thinking that's rap music. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, we done lost it, man. So people with, you know, I don't know, man. It's hard. You know, it's hard to see now, man.
Hey.
We didn't fumble the ball, man.
Hey, Nicki said it best. She said, look, all Forbes needs to worry about is my finances and when I'm going to be selling my mixed fusion for $250 million. That's all I need to worry about. We rely on hip-hop journalism from blogs and that for that kind of information. So we appreciate that, but no thank you.
And she did a Johnny Manziel money thing when she said that shit.
Right. By the way, I'm about to sell this shit for $250 million. Come talk to me when it's time for that to drop. Other than that, fuck out of here with that shit, man.
Manziel hands. Hashtag Manziel hands.
That was some real high profile trolling that she did right there. She just dismissed it. Now, GQ, you reviewed the Iggy's album.
I did.
And you gave it what score again?
Actually, she has got my lowest rated score on Nappy Afro. She got a 1.5 out of 5.
Shit, that's chameleon that territory. A 1.5, was it really that bad, bro?
So, you know, make sure you go and check back that review out on nappyafro.com, the dopest site on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It was that bad. Like I said, even though I know she's appropriating, you know, Southern hip-hop culture and Southern slang and vernacular, I like her voice. And she has some good beats for half the album. But she don't talk about shit.
But that's kind of the culture, right? That's what we doing right now on the radio?
No. It's even worse than that. It literally, at least you can say somebody don't talk about shit. At least, you know, it's still their culture. This thing like a white girl said, oh, man, it's so cool that these black people are rapping like this and talking about fashion and stuff. And I want to be a model, so I'll talk about fashion, too. And that's what it sounds like. There's no heart in that shit at all. It just sounds like somebody said, hey, I can rap and put me on a beat.
What would Biggie say? I mean, you know, it's Biggie's, you know, we got Azalea Banks running hip, Iggy Azalea, they're all the same to me, Iggy Azalea running hip hop, and we missing Biggie Smalls. Like, how does that happen on the same day? How is this possible? If Biggie was around, would she even be an issue? Would female rappers be an issue?
Nah, that's the age old question. If Biggie was still around, who knows if Biggie would have stayed relevant? You know, like that's the.
Whoa.
I'm just saying. I mean, anything could have happened. Whoa. I'm just saying.
Whoa, I mean, Biggie had niggas wearing silk shirts.
I'm saying exactly. who knows if he could have stayed relevant? That's all I'm saying. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying he couldn't have, but you know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Forbes, leave the hip-hop to us, man. NappyAfro.com. You can call us and talk about hip-hop.
Yes.
But please.
I mean, we'll do our best. I mean, we'll do a little bit better than y'all. We won't be calling, you know, Johnny Newcomer, you know what I'm saying, the best running the game right now. You know what I'm saying?
Unless XXL puts him on the cover, and then we'll say that he's running hip-hop. But
I think I know what they're trying to say. They're trying to say that Macklemore and Iggy is, like, the best in hip-hop right now. They're running the game, and you know what that would mean, you know.
Illuminati.
Yep.
Gotta be Illuminati, man. I mean, that's kind of the point, is that, like I said, Tech N9ne has been doing this for 13, 14 years, and he just celebrated going platinum in like 2008. Macklemore came out with one album, went platinum. So does that mean, you know, if we're going by sales, does that mean Macklemore is better than the Tech N9ne?
I don't leave here.
Macklemore is better than, I mean, because he's doing things that no other rapper has done in a long time. So he's running the game right now. Except he got into a little trouble over the weekend. And what I'm referring to, sorry, right, since I'm just going to bring it up, I don't want to just lead y'all into it and not go in depth. Macklemore was recently performing a song at a concert called Thrift Shop, which is a big song. I mean, you know, you can listen, Google it, you'll find out about it. And he dressed up in a costume that was deemed as a stereotypical Jewish person. Now, he had a big witch nose or whatever, and, wow, you know, and it was a Thrift Shop song, you know. So they said he looked like, you know, like he was a Jew. Jewish, he was mocking Jewish people, and he, you know, he took some flack behind it. He made, of course, the public apology on Twitter, and people wasn't buying it. And so we're going to see if Macklemore can withstand, you know, I guess he felt, you know, bulletproof because he was like, hey, I'm on the gay side, you know what I'm saying? I got the gay mafia in my back pocket. I can say what I want, but he forgot about the Jewish mafia. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you can't offend them, so, you know, I don't know. Macklemore might be all right. But, yeah, I just had to, you know, interject that. You know, we don't have to talk about it. Just, you know, just dropping the news feed for the kids, man.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. You know, you can't offend the Jewish people. You can't offend the gays. Anything outside of that is pretty much fair game. They'll let you tear down anybody else. But if you say anything about gay folks or Jewish folks, your show is done.
I don't know, man. Black people, no, I don't know, man. You know, we kind of getting a little bit of juice. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got that juice yet, but you know, we got Donald Sterling as kind of out of there, but
you know, he gonna weasel his way back in. But we got a little bit of juice, you know. GQ gotta work a little bit harder out there on the streets, pound the pavement, walk the Selma and shit like that, man. Get us, you know, a little more notoriety out here, man.
We get people fired from McDonald's jobs for saying nigga. Like, hey. It's a tough,
gotta start
game.
Small, sorry. Hey, you gotta start small, sorry. We gotta, you know, we gotta chip at that damn rock, man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you say nigga and you're not black and you say that shit on Twitter, oh my God, it is a wrap for you, bro. We're finding addresses, jobs, calling people's mamas. Yes. Hey, don't do it, man. White folks, don't do it. Black Twitter will have you beheaded from the internet. Speaking of beheaded, bro, we got to talk about somebody that we tried to slay last weekend on Twitter. Shout out to Basketball Dub, Basketball Bowls. The homie, the staff member. We're talking about the NBA playoffs real quick before we wrap up the show. And I think it's only pertinent that we start the basketball talk. We're talking about the Cavs winning the draft pick yet again. How you doing, GQ?
I'm doing quite well, sir.
So this is your third number one draft pick out of, what, the past 4 years?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
So – what the fuck, man? Is the NBA still paying y'all back for losing LeBron? Is that what's going on right now? Be honest.
I mean, we had a 1.8 chance. We're supposed to be the number 9. We got number 1. I'm glad that Chris Grant's not there anymore. So no more horrible picks.
Yeah, right.
Like, no, I think this won't be Anthony Bennett. But I said trade the pick. If it means you keep Kyrie, make him sign a max contract, and you keep Luol Deng.
Luol Deng is at the end of his career, though. Come on, man.
He's like 33.
That's the end of his career. He just had a spinal tap last year. Dude, come on, man. You know what a spinal tap is? I don't, but it should sound fucking bad. I don't want my small forward getting one. You know what I'm saying? A spinal tap? Like, what the fuck? I thought that was a group or some shit. I was like, that's for real?
First of all, it is a group.
Yes.
Second of all, it's some real shit.
What the hell is that?
I think that might have been the best lead-in ever, though. He said, do you know what it is? I don't, but I don't want it. Shit. I asked you that on Facebook. We were talking about that earlier. Do you think that adding Kevin Love is the missing piece?
Just in Cleveland?
All I'm saying is, if you can sign Kevin Love, because the Cavs have a lot of cap space, you can still give Kyrie the max contract. You can have Kevin Love with Luol Deng. I would still pay money to Luol Deng. You can have Spencer Hawes, Luol Deng, cut Diane Waiters because they don't work well in the backcourt. Sign a veteran shooting guard for the minimum. Kyrie, Deng, Love, Spencer Hawes, and a veteran. And you still have enough cap room to sign somebody in 2015.
Hey, no. You know what? No, man. Because what you do is you get like a Jabari Parker or Andrew Wiggins in the draft. Let Luol Deng go. You know what I'm saying? Because the draft, the one you get, you're not paying them that much money because of the rookie contract. So the first 3 years, you got them for cheap. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you're not really spending that much money. Still get Kyrie, you know. The sign big, get you a point guard, now you got your small forward. You say you got your Halls guy, keep him around. You know, you might find another little power. You know, you said bring in Kevin. You think you still could get Kevin Love? You wanted to trade for Kevin Love is what you're saying.
That way you're going to get him more money. You don't have to be in big dollars.
I think they're more than one player away. I mean, these cats haven't had a winning record since like 2009.
But they almost made the playoffs this year, though. It was like a couple games out.
That was in the East.
I mean, we're talking about the East. The AC had a sub-500 record.
I mean, it's always a – man, listen, man. The Bulls made the playoffs like in 86. They was 30-52. You know what I'm saying? So, the East has always got teams like that.
And the fact that you're going to get a new coach, too, that's not named Mike Brown?
Yeah.
Thank God.
They did Mike Brown dirty, man.
No, they didn't, man.
I agree. I don't think he's a good coach. But you can't bring him back and fire him again, man.
Why not, man? Man, it's known around the league. He's a pushover. He's a softy. You know, man, you can't do a black man like that. That man's supposed to turn over some tables or something. We're supposed to hear about Mike Brown cutting the fuck up when they fired his ass, but we didn't. You know why? Because he's going back to the soul food restaurant. That's why he ain't mad. He's going back to the rib shack. This man was coaching his son middle school basketball team, and he back in. How you go from coaching a middle school team to the fucking Lakers?
Man, what kind of shit, man? Hey, man,
if he would have turned over some tables in Cleveland, would anybody notice?
Yes, they at least would have been on TV, and they would have been justified. Because, man, come on, man. 1 year, they have one season, right? But they must have known something, man. They must have known something. So they had to get rid of him. But I don't know who they're going to get, you know.
Like, George Carl said he won a coaster cast. He hasn't said, I would want a coaster cast.
He said he would?
He wants a job. He clearly wants a job.
Man, listen, man. George Carl must ain't run. No, I ain't going to say that.
He just wants a job. There's no way. I mean, they couldn't.
He's like, nobody would not want to hire George Carl.
I wouldn't.
Nah.
Why?
Just like I wouldn't hire that football coach from Minnesota.
I think that you could hire George Carl if you're Cleveland, and he could get like 5 or 6 years before they would say, okay, you got to go. George Carl with a different team that has potential, they're going to give him 1 year. And then he got to
go. I wouldn't say it. I would like a George Carl pick. I don't want to see Lionel Hollins because it's going to be the whole defense all over again, and nobody wants to play that style of basketball. That's why Kyrie's mad already. You need an offensive-minded coach. I'm hearing Alvin Gentry. I don't want to see that bullshit happen. I'll be excited about George Carl. Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson, he could do it be in a fixer situation.
But you know what's going to happen, right?
What's that?
They're going to hire a white coach.
They've
had
black coaches. They actually want to get the assistant from Chicago.
Who's the assistant from Chicago?
Can't think of his name right now.
God damn, there go the checks.
Damn it.
They've had a black coach since like 2005. Mike Brown and Byron Scott. So they not hiring another brother.
Don't forget about the
Chicago
guy.
Chicago assistant.
Lenny Wilkins.
That's a wild color. I don't know what the fuck you said his name, nigga. This nigga reached back in the 90s.
Lenny Wilkins, that coach for a long ass time.
Yeah, like for all the 90s. He was coach.
Shit, probably for some of the 2000s.
He might have been the only coach, nigga. That's like, shit, Cavs, here you go. They didn't even review his contract. They just went ahead and just here.
He had a good faith contract.
Man, that nigga was there for a minute. Shit.
I took a job off of a handshake. No, we never signed no deal.
Let me look. Fact check it. He was the coach from fucking 86 until 93.
Okay.
It seemed a lot longer than that.
Yeah, it did.
It seemed a lot longer than that. That's on Wikipedia, so that could be completely wrong.
No, he went to the Raptors, so yeah, that's what it was.
And then he was up there for another 17 years.
Yeah.
Hey, Lenny, man. You know what, man? As we wrap up the show, Lenny is my winner for the week. Lenny Wilkins.
Bam. Lenny.
I mean, you coach for 900 seasons. No one ever gives a shit. Props to Lenny Wilkins, man.
Damn.
Jerm, you got any winners and losers this week, bruh?
My loser this week. Oh, I'm going to go with my winner this week. Let me see. Damn it. I wrote it down.
Damn, you wrote it down? You really do want that check.
Let me see. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. My winner this week is, no. Do I have, no. Man, let Blue go, man. I got to think, man. Sorry.
My winner this week is Tyronn Lue. For the fact that you're a candidate for the Knicks coaching job, I never thought I'd ever hear your name again after you retired from the league. But, hey, people want to give you a job, so you're my winner.
He sat on enough benches. He should be a coach.
Oh, my God. That's cold-blooded, man.
God
damn it. Go ahead and take you blue shit, Jer.
That's it. I don't think I have a loser.
No loser this week. That's what's up. It might be first. We have no, because I don't have a loser either. So it might be unanimous. Jern, winners and losers, bro.
Oh, man, I got to think of one, man. Something. Oh, man, my winner this week, man. Shout out to my dog, man. Tondo, he graduating this week, man. My nephew graduating. My nephew, Mai, graduating. They're my winners, man. Congratulations. I walk across the stage. Now, welcome to the real world, niggas. Shit gets real. Niggas don't give a fuck about your ass. No motherfucking mo, nigga. And this is the first real talk you're going to get in life.
Damn.
So, y'all my winners this week, man. No losers this week, man. We're going to keep it. Oh, yeah, man.
No losers, man. That's it.
Wow, man. A show with no losers this week. That's what's up. Y'all got your shout outs?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Go ahead, John.
Oh, shout out, man. RIP to the Notorious Glorious. You know, today is birthday, man. So shout out to the dog Biggie, man. You know, that's my shout out. Shout out to my fam, the Fro Nation, man. Y'all know what it is, man. That's it.
Yeah. GQ Blue, go for it, bro.
Shout out to Big for his birthday. Shout out to Brother Malcolm. His birthday was Monday. Shout out to Q.
Hey, Q.
Two master's degrees. Shout out to all my mentees that I had while I was at U of L who graduated this past. Rashad Mitchell, Kendra Friedenstein, Osai Graham. Also, I got to give a heartfelt shout out to Councilwoman Attica Scott, man. She was a huge role model to me here. She lost her re-election bid for District 1. District 1 in Louisville was one of the, It's a rough spot, man, but she was doing a lot of good, man. I really thought she was going to get it reelected, but, you know, I know she's going to do a lot of good stuff for the city, man. One of the people I look up to, I think, doing a lot of positive stuff here in Louisville, man. So shout out to Councilwoman Attica Scott. I know she's going to do great stuff, even though she's not in office this coming after November. And I'm done.
That means that you're running next time, right?
That's not my district, but I think I am going to run 2 years.
Blue on his Frank Underwood shit, son. He can work his way into the office without a vote being cast, son. Watch this shit, man. Right. Motherfucking happen.
We're gonna give you a Bruce's Million campaign, no, none of the above, and then we're gonna slide in there and vote for you, and then you win. That's how we gonna get it. And then we gotta change the name from Kentucky to Nappy Afro Tucky. Nap Tucky.
Nap Tucky.
Nap Tucky. That's gotta happen, dog. We need our own state. I need that to happen, GQ Blue. You got my vote already, bro.
Appreciate that.
Hey, man, I ain't got no shout-outs this week. You know, the usual suspects. We appreciate everybody that rocks with us on Nappy Afro. Everybody on that site. Props to the staff. Shout-out to B-Eazy. Shout-out to Dub. Shout-out to the rest of the crew. We appreciate y'all, man. This is why we do this. This is Nappy Afro, the Frocast, episode 113. Yeah. I forgot which one it was. You can make sure we get the checks right. This is 113.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, we got to do this for so we don't. You must do this.
Oh yeah, please tell them where to find us.
Yeah. You got to find us on Facebook, nappyafro.com. We have a page. Like us on Facebook. Twitter is nappyafro. SRight at GQ Blue at Cartera Zoo at Basketball Bows.
Stitcher.
We're on Stitcher under the Frocast. You can just search Google, Stitcher, Nappy Afro. You can find us there. Tumblr, Nappy Afro. iTunes, subscribe, like us, comment, give us some stars, motherfuckers. And that's about it, man. I think that's about everything. Instagram, you know, whatever.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud. We ain't got a SoundCloud, I don't think.
Why not?
I don't know.
We got a YouTube.
Hey, I just signed up for this online radio shit, man. Whatever that shit is, what's it called? I don't know how we're going to work it, but we're going to check it out.
We need to get a Snapchat, too. Everybody do a Snapchat now.
Whoa.
Nappy Afro Snapchat.
I ain't got nothing to do with that one.
Let Easy run it. The nigga deal. The amount of hesitation on that shit, he said.
Yeah.
easy. we will holler at y'all episode 114 of the Frocast. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Nigga, the way you said whoa was hilarious.
Yeah, you can't. I asked somebody that. You can't be in a relationship and have Snapchat, can you? It's like, nah.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.